Hello, good evening. This is Patrick from Opinion Research. Today we're conducting a quick survey in your community. We would like to get your opinions. If you have time, I will appreciate your participation. It's completely voluntary.
Okay.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you now. Excuse me. You said that you would like to participate, or you are not...
Sure.
Oh, okay. Thank
I'll
you.
Participate.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, so the first question, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, or media organization?
No.
No. All right. Thank you. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate and Florida State Legislature on Thursday, November 5th? The options are, I'm definitely going to vote, I'm very likely to vote, I am somewhat likely to vote, I'm not very likely to vote, I'm not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I most likely will vote.
Okay. Thank you. And excuse me?
Oh, that wasn't me.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Hush.
Which political party are you registered? Excuse me? Democrat, Republican, no party, or some other political party? Excuse me?
I do not vote for parties. I vote for people.
Okay, so you are not registered in any political party, excuse me?
Right.
All right. Thank you. Are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background? Yes or no?
No.
Okay.
No.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background? Excuse me, African-American, Asian, white, other?
White.
White. Okay, thank you. And what is your age? Excuse me?
60.
All right. Thank you. Just give a moment. Okay, so let me ask you, if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? The options are definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican candidate. Probably vote for the Republican candidate or lean slightly to a Republican candidate. Excuse me?
I don't vote party lines, so it would depend on the person.
Depend on the person. Okay. Thank you so much for that answer. Okay, let me ask you. You will be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you don't have an opinion or have never heard about that person, you can indicate it as well. The first one is Carolina Amnesty.
I don't have an opinion.
Do you feel very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable with her?
I don't have an opinion. I don't know. I haven't started researching those kinds of things yet.
Excuse me, miss. I couldn't hear you well. Can you repeat your answer, excuse me?
I do not have an opinion. I have not started researching yet.
Oh, okay, no problem. Thank you so much. The next one is Scott Boyd.
I don't have an opinion. I don't know him.
Okay. No problem. Thank you so much. Next one, Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris? You mean the vice president?
Yes, Kamala Harris. You don't have an opinion, or do you feel very favorable or unfavorable?
I do have an opinion, but it would be very rude, and I don't like to say those kinds of things.
Okay, well, if it is a bad opinion, we can just put that you feel very unfavorable with her.
Well, if you want to do that, that's fine.
Okay. Okay, are you agree with that option, very unfavorable?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And what about Erin Huntley?
I don't know them. I don't have an opinion.
Okay. No opinion, no problem. And the last one, the last person is Leonard Spencer.
I don't know them. I have no opinion.
Okay, no problem. It's okay, thank you so much. So now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, excuse me? You're undecided.
No, I'm not undecided, but I'd rather not answer that question.
I understand. No problem. Okay, next question. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? It would be Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or same answer?
I'm not going to say who I'm going to vote for.
Okay. No problem. Thank you so much for sharing that information. And another question. If the election for president, if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for who would you vote? Excuse me. Carolina Amestive, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate? Or do you prefer...
I don't know. I don't have an opinion.
Okay. No problem. Thank you. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards, Carolina Amestive, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, Democratic candidate, for which one would you vote? Or the same answer, excuse me.
I don't have an opinion.
No problem. Thank you so much. As you may know, the Republican State Representative, Carolina Amestive, was arrested on Thursday on 4 felony charges of forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amnesty could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amnesty has denied any wrongdoing, says these false charges were created by her political opponents, and expects to be found completely innocent. So let me ask you, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
I don't have an opinion. They are all liars and cheaters and thieves. So, I don't have an opinion.
I understand. No problem. I will put it in my notes. Thank you so much. And if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate, Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate. It would be the same answer?
Yeah, I don't have an opinion.
You don't have an opinion. Okay, no problem. Thank you. Due to a state representative Amnesty arrest, there has been discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate will run for this seat, right? So you will now be asked about two potential Republican candidates who could run in the November election. If the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate? Or you don't have an opinion, too?
I do not have an opinion.
Okay, no problem. Next question. We are 78% complete of the survey. Just a couple of questions more. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate? For which one you will vote, or you don't have an opinion?
No opinion.
No opinion. All right. No problem. Next question is, the election for Florida State House were held today. For whom would you vote? Erin Huntley, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
I don't have an opinion.
No opinion. Okay. Thank you. And if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Erin Huntley, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate? For which one would you vote? Or you don't have an opinion for
No
those?
Opinion.
Okay. Thank you. So now you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish, for classification purposes only. And regardless of how you feel today, let me ask you, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or someone else?
I'm not going to answer that.
Okay, no problem. Okay. When you vote for candidates for political office, would you say that you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, or usually vote Republican, or always vote Republican?
I vote for the person, not the party.
The person, not the... Okay, I understand. Thank you. And if you were to label yourself, would you say that you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
My political beliefs are they lie, they cheat, they steal, and they don't care about the people in this country. So that's my political beliefs, but you can put that in there any way you want to, I guess.
Okay, I understand. Thank you so much for sharing that information. I will put in my notes. But just in order to select one of these options, do you feel that you are very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative? Or you don't like, would you not like to answer? Excuse me.
I hate them all, so I don't want to answer.
I understand. No problem. Thank you so much. And what is your last grade of formal education that you have completed? Excuse me?
Master's degree.
Okay. Thank you.
See, I'm not right. Stupid. I just don't like what they're doing.
No, I understand. Thank you so much for answer all my questions. This concludes our survey. Have a nice rest of the day, and I really appreciate your time.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.